This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Our very own Celtics insider, Mego, is here. Hello.
Hi, it's been a while.
Yes, yes. Courtney is back, and the two of you together after Galentine's
Courtney,
Day.
I can't do that. Yesterday, it happened again. I went home, I went to bed at, 12:30. I woke up at 2, and I was like,
then
I'm going
right
to throw up.
Sleep.
What day is it? Is it Saturday? Yeah, like, yeah. I got other crap to do. Now I got to get my stupid ass to the gym.
It's a 20-minute
nap.
To try to stay in shape.
20
minutes.
God bless you all.
It throws off your circadian rhythm or whatever they call it. We talked a little bit about All-Star stuff yesterday, but I did enjoy Jaylen Brown practically demanding an All-Star game here in our city.
It was really nice because Jaylen is like a Bay Area guy because he went to Cal and he's very proud of that. And he does a lot of stuff out there off the court. And so he was saying a lot of nice things about the Bay. And then when they asked him about where would you want the All-Star game and about getting it to Boston, he said something along the lines, I'm going to paraphrase, of like, yeah, I think it would be like, there wouldn't be empty seats here. It's a bit of an elbow.
It's been 61 years since there was an NBA All-Star game in Boston, which seems kind of ridiculous.
Well, so there are rules, I believe, around the All-Star game because it's not just the game itself, as we know. It's the whole weekend. And these rules are so esoteric. They're so random. It's like you have to have an expo center that's a certain square footage, and the expo centers that currently exist in Boston are just a little bit short of that, including the one in the Seaport, to which I'd say, okay, there's like four hotels across the street from that expo center because it's an expo center.
Right. Can we get a waiver or something?
Overflow
like
into one of the ballrooms. Right, like these should not be the, if you want to get more attention on All-Star Weekend, put it in a city that is one of the tent poles of the league, which is Boston. Right.
Also, add a little bit more space. Like, there's plenty of room off the back of that expo center. And I live very close to it. And just add more. If they're just short, it's like, and I'm with you because Jaylen Brown, love him. But everybody is always like, he hates Boston. For him to say that, it was a clear indicator that he does not hate it here.
He knows that the city has juice when it comes to basketball and that they would come out for an All-Star game.
Right.
Like,
yep.
The city does love basketball.
Hopefully by that time it'll be Team USA versus the world.
Yes.
But that'd be pretty cool if they could have it here.
If there's such a demand for basketball here, what do you feel about Donnie Wahlberg bringing a WNBA team?
I love it. I think they're striking at exactly the right time. I know that there's a similar proposal in St. Louis, and Jason Tatum talked about that, being a St. Louis guy at the All-Star game. I think it would just be so cool. You see the Connecticut Sun attracting a lot of fan attention and
define a lot.
Okay. I know. It's a growing league is the point.
Yes. And they're going to play in, fan-wise, at our court at Echelon.
Again, it's a growing league.
I understand it's growing.
It's been growing for 30 years.
Are you going to act like it's not growing in a different way with the Caitlin Clark phenomenon?
It is, but do you feel like there's been comments, Caitlin Clark's never going to make enough money than what she's worth. Like, she's such a good basketball player, the WNBA can't afford her.
Well, the league always loses money, so that's the biggest issue, right? The league... The WNBA lost, what, 40 or 50 million last season. So it's hard for you to say somebody needs to be paid more when your league is losing money.
Right, but I agree with that. But she's also, let's not pretend like she's not the catalyst as to why it's not just the WNBA. The attention on women's college basketball has just exploded in recent years. If they can keep that momentum going, and it's on the league and it's on the college game to keep that momentum going and support the stars that fans feel compelled to watch... Then you've got something different working.
Like, the interest in women's NCAA basketball does not translate to the pros.
And I watch Unrivaled. Unrivaled is not doing anything. Even the NCAA women's basketball, fans still like it, but...
They don't have the drama.
There's no drama there. Yeah. You know, Juju Watkins is a tremendous player for USC, and there's no real drama there with the players. The biggest drama that we heard about was South Carolina playing the girl, what's her name, from LSU.
I mean, we're not even a March Madness yet.
No, I know, but
drama going on with NCAA men's?
No, college men's basketball, I agree with you. I just feel like it's going to be very difficult because you want to, like you said, sustain some of that. It might have been cool. I was hoping that she played an Unrivaled maybe to play and kind of keep some of that momentum going. But now it's like, all right, we got to wait till the next season of the WNBA.
I'm not going to pretend like there's not major challenges to women's basketball.
Right.
I just think that it's cool that you get a high-profile person locally like Donnie Wahlberg and a group that's trying to push for that to have a place in Boston.
Yeah.
That's awesome to me.
But the biggest issue for women's sports is that women, by and large, don't support it.
Yeah, like Wiggy's probably the biggest supporter I know. Wiggy watches a decent amount of women's basketball.
Right.
So.
Because of the drama.
And the W. No, I don't. I actually like watching women's college basketball.
The OnlyFans models that sometimes.
I wouldn't paint with such a broad brush. Serena Williams has generations of fans at this point. My friends who are into tennis, male and female, she's the best, you know? It's not even a conversation.
Complete non sequitur, just for a minute, because you brought up OnlyFans. Did you see what the average creator on OnlyFans makes?
No, and I don't want to know because it just
you do want to know.
So enticing would, every time.
No, you
enticing?
Do.
Enticing?
So, yeah, like I wouldn't be having sex, but
it's the whole thing is except for like five people. It's an absolute joke.
Oh, it's a scam.
Variety did this whole thing. They got all the data. The average creator on OnlyFans. Any guesses? A year.
Okay, a year. I'll guess.
Yeah.
$630.
I bet lower. I bet now if you present it like that, I bet we're looking at like $123.
$2,500.
$1,300 a year.
Okay.
$108 a month.
Wait, Wiggy, you were a little too close. why do you know that?
Well, because he said that it isn't as much as we thought it was. So, I mean, you go there, you got to be able to at least make $100 a month.
Yeah. I made $10 in my four days on there.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
One subscriber.
A little bit of good news Celtics-wise, I guess. Brad Stevens is not interested, said this week he's not interested in going anywhere. So whoever the new ownership group is, they will, I guess, have the luxury of having the services of Brad Stevens.
Yes, they'll inherit Brad Stevens. I was not really concerned about that. For people who weren't following, there was some speculation, maybe go back to the sidelines at Indiana, get back into the coaching game. But why would you do that now? Why would you? Unless you had a sense that whoever is going to emerge as the new owner would come in and say, we don't really like the way Brad's doing things, which nobody will say because everyone kind of unanimously agrees that right now he's the best GM in basketball.
Right.
Like, why would he jump ship?
Doesn't mean he might have that itch where he misses the passion. Didn't Pat Riley do that, though?
Yeah, he's also got kids here, though, who are playing, and you know, he's kind of at that age of a parent where he, I think he wants to have his.
So
I,
maybe
I
when they get older,
I think he probably likes his.
Do you think Sam Cassell is out?
I'm really nervous about that because his alma mater, FSU, is talking to him about going and being the head coach there. He hasn't totally ruled it out, but last I checked, he said that it wasn't, and according to Steve Volpett, said that it wasn't any official communication yet. He would be a huge loss because he does a lot to support that team, to support Joe Mazzulla. I would not like to see Sam Cassell leave mid-season, at least make it back to the finals, and then after that, go take your opportunities.
Different sport, but you got a piece on WEEI.com today, this morning, on how the New England Patriots ought to revamp at wide receiver. And you talked to some experts.
So I talked to some receiver specialists around the country who work with professional guys across franchises just to get a sense of, like, not only with the Patriots, what they need to add to their receiver room and specifically who they should look at, who fits, who makes sense. But also, overall, when we're looking at the draft, what is the league getting wrong? When they're putting guys through the testing, when they're drafting guys, everybody's so focused on receiver. Here's the free agent wide receivers. Trade for this receiver. Draft this receiver. But the guys all told me the same thing that the league is getting wrong, which I thought was really interesting. But then there's some stuff in there about specifically like Deebo Samuel, what he would do here, Javon Baker, who he was last year versus who will be this year. So it was fun to write.
Yeah.
There was a one interesting person that you talked about, because this could affect the Patriots, where didn't you talk to a guy that is Travis Hunter's receiving coach?
Yes, yeah.
So it's interesting to see what position he's going to play, because I think if he wants to maximize and make the most money, it's receiver, but is he more of a corner naturally, because that's his natural position, than a wide receiver? Has there been any kind of insight?
Yeah, so that was David Robinson, who's worked with Travis Hunter, and I asked him, you know, about his fit in the NFL as receiver versus corner, and his perspective was the league wants him to be a corner.
Like, okay.
He fits as corner. He's going into the draft as a corner, but if he's not used, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is pretty much what he said, if he's not used at least 30% as a receiver at some point in the NFL, it's just such a waste of his attributes. So could you actually see somebody who's playing both sides of the ball? I know that's a speculation. It seems like he's going to lean heavily corner.
Okay.
But it's like, you don't want to, it's kind of like on a smaller level what we have with Marcus Jones here, where you're like, well, if you can throw him out there and do some stuff with them.
Right.
Yeah. First of all, everyone on the staff should know that.
You just have to let
get him out there.
Offensive coordinator know that he could do that if you get a chance.
So it'll be somebody you'll sprinkle in here and there, but he's going to come in more as a corner. Okay, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Of those that are out there, who you can only have one free agent wide receiver for this team, who do you want?
Well, I wouldn't even look at free agents at this point, because I think now that T. Higgins is tagged, you got to look at the trade market. And if you can't get DK Metcalf, he's kind of the guy who seems to be most in his prime and that you'd want to pluck from another team and put in here and make an immediate impact. If you can't get him, I'm still going Cooper Kupp. I still think that Cooper Kupp, one of the things I talked to these specialists about is the league's obsession with speed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, people who are not specialists in the wide receiver position are looking in there going, well, just find Tyreek Hill, find Tyreek Hill, find Tyreek Hill. And it's like, okay, well, the thing about Tyreek Hill is at a certain point, that's the first thing that breaks down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is your speed. So if you look at somebody like Cooper Kupp, that's somebody who has such solid hands. He only had a 2% drop rate last year. So there's the health concerns, but I think his makeup, both also what he can bring as a leader in the wide receiver room, which needs it, I think, like, he's still such a good fit for the Patriots.
Would you go, because Greg brought it up, and he brought up another player, and I know maybe he wants to go to the West Coast, but I would probably take Devontae Adams over trying to trade for Cooper Kupp or Deebo Samuel. I agree. I would go DK Metcalf first, but if I had to choose between the older other guys, I would do my best to try to see if I could get Devontae Adams before I go in that direction. Would you still feel the same way, or are you still Cooper Kupp all day?
Both. I mean, that's the thing. Is like, can you trade and get Devontae Adams? I heard Tommy Curran speaking with I think it was middays yesterday, mm-hmm. talking about throw him like $65 million for 2 years, just guaranteed money, throw him the bag so that he'll come here.
Okay.
And it's like, why not? You have so much money to play with. It's going to be a conversation of, are you targeting a couple of elite talent guys, which you haven't had on your roster in years? Or are you going to do a little bit more like what the Commanders did last year, where you spread that money out among veterans at different positions and try to support your team that way?
Your Commanders.
My lovely Commanders.
Your Commanders, yes. All right. Well, it's great to see you back to back. And you can read Mego at WEEI.com.
Yeah, and please do, because there's some interesting stuff in there about Javon Baker as well.
Okay, back out into the cold. It's a little chilly.
Here
we
go. Actually, I have to do a podcast, but then I'll be back out.
All right. Podcast.
Bye, guys.
One, outside cold. There's Mego, and here's Courtney with What is Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. One day closer to the championship for the... what do you say?
Oh, my mic was off.
Oh,
she
sorry.
Said, see you later, and I was like...
You were knocking things over.
Yeah, I was like, aren't you here Friday?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why.
We're one day closer to the championship that will be taking place at the TD Garden tomorrow night at 8 between U.S. and Canada. That game will be without Charlie McAvoy. Quinn Hughes will replace him. There were questions surrounding Brady and Matthew Tkachuk, but both intend to play. The Bruins aren't competing in the Four Nations were back at practice yesterday after a break. They took the ice without him, but Lindholm, who's working his way back from that broken bone in his leg, Joe Sacco said there's been no setback, but he will be evaluated by the team's medical staff later this week. Tomorrow we'll also see the Celtics back in action after All-Star break. They're on the road to take on the Sixers, and it is now time to put someone in timeout.
My fault. I wasn't prepared. That's on me. I'm a dummy. Here you go.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
I think we're going to be split on this one.
Or we might all be unanimous.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to go Cassis or are you going to go Cora?
I'll put Cassis, Cora, and Devers, all three of them, in timeout, personally, that we even have to deal with this, you know?
I kind of like that. Split it. All three. You guys are going to go with Cassis, I'm assuming?
I would put Tristan Cassis in timeout, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to put Ken in timeout. Way too much time in San Juan.
Oh, that looked like a lovely trip. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Timeout Market Boston. Nestled in the Fenway, from live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. And ground beef and turkey are now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Get cooking with 80% lean fresh ground beef or 93% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey. Just $2.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, we used to do the Wiggy Nuggets from Belichick interviews.
Yes.
My Nugget with the Brad Stevens talk. Only people without options go back to college. feels like 9 afternoon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I am 16.
Tomorrow on this show, noted Four Nations hater Mike Milbury at 9. We'll see if he changed his tune a little bit.
I bet he has.
He's probably going to lean toward Charlie McAvoy being in the hospital, and it's not necessary. But I don't know how you can spend any time as we have the last week and not love the Four Nations as a concept. So, Mike Milbury tomorrow. Yeah, yes, Curtis.
Is our governor going? Is she going to be rooting for America? Or
I would assume she'll be over there in the USA jersey, Curtis.
Okay.
Maybe warm ups out there on the ice. I have no idea.
What an atmosphere it should be, though. That'll be an awesome. You know what's great is, you know, we had the Ryder Cup in 99. That was an organic, great Boston moment. I think tomorrow night has the potential to be something we talk about for years to come.
Yeah. I mean, the Ted Williams All-Star game at Fenway, was that also 99?
That was. Yeah. Pedro dominating, struck out 6 batters.
So I think you're right. Seaport Jack, our guy, Wiggy, Seaport Jack. Mm-hmm. Keep sending me the available tickets on the TD Garden website, and they are Loge 21, Row 9, $7,057 for tomorrow night.
That's crazy.
So, how many Canadian dollars is that? Is that like $2 million?
I am surprised, since you were on it from the beginning, that maybe you didn't just buy them back when Marty was on, because they were plenty. They were at a good price. You could be, you know, turning them over.
What do you mean by buy? Like, define, what do you mean by?
You usually spend money for a ticket in return.
Oh,
that's
how, yeah. Okay.
That's how the normal folk do it.
I will find a way to slide in over there, maybe. If not, I'll just go and watch it at a watering hole somewhere.
Just be prepared when you see Greg on the glass while watching that game.
We'll see what happens. We shall see. All right. Hill Notes, yes or no?
Yeah, we got some.
We have some. Okay.
Yes, sir.
They are brought to you, as they always are, by my friends at Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Go ahead, Sean.
Shine. You the man. Who cares, man? You like your Pokemon? You like your video games? Whatever, man. You got a woman by your side? You happy? Keep it up, buddy. Keep it up.
All right.
How did that one get in there?
It's the first one. I didn't roll him in.
Yeah. Shine fan.
I mean, the question just becomes, has anyone seen her? Like, actually in person.
Yes, Greg, you've actually physically met her.
I have met her as well. She's very, very nice.
That could have been a rental, though. I have no idea whether that was.
Everything's perfect about Lauren except bad decision maker.
I got a new nickname for Rafi. Rafi Devours. Hey, bud, how about you lose a couple pounds? You might actually be a contender for third base.
Well, you know, it's the winter. It's the winter 20 that comes right off when you get down there and you start fielding some fungos. Yeah. So he'll be in tip top shape.
Remember him and AC already broke bread, so yes, maybe it was a salad.
Oh, you think that's what? I mean, that would be kind of offensive. Like if Alex Cora is hosting you for dinner with all the fellas and everybody else gets a burger and a dog, and he's like, "Hey, hey, Ralphie, salad for you."
There you go, Ralphie.
Sweet green just for you, bud.
There you go.
So Cassis thinks Dev is the best third baseman in MLB. Son, are you on drugs?
I think Cassis
did say the best in Major League Baseball.
And maybe in Red Sox history.
That's a bit of a stretch. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't, I don't know. Where do you rank them all time, Curtis, with your vast knowledge, knowledge of the Red Sox? Is he
third baseman?
Yeah, has he reached Tim Nehring level yet?
No.
Well, Nehring was more of a middle infielder. I would say Scott Cooper.
Okay.
That's
just
about where
Scott
I put
Cooper.
Devers.
I thought you had
Scott
him just
Cooper.
Above Wade Boggs.
Yeah. Oh, God. Wade loves chicken.
Damn, Greg Hill. At 6:15, you told Wiggy, wait 10 minutes. You calmed him down like a crazy little puppy. Hey, you lead 10 minutes. And he was like, okay, it is now 7:02. You just got done with Curtis's lead. What happened to the time management, Craig? No time management.
No, that's on me. Try to stick to a schedule, and sometimes we get waylaid.
Yep.
But I'll work on that.
You know, listening to you guys talk about living in Boston makes me really happy I don't live there. First off, Mayor Wu sounds like she really sucks. Second off, sounds like they find every reason to try to screw you out of a buck. I mean, for God's sake, for not cleaning off your friggin' sidewalk, you get a fine, even though you pay taxes there. Makes no goddamn sense to me, but hey, what do I know?
Yep. Oh, I heard back from Chad. It's just a $50 ticket.
Wow.
Oh, good.
That's all it is.
Jesus.
It's insane.
$50 ticket from the ICE police.
It's the same amount you have to pay if you don't have an inspection sticker on your car.
Yeah. It's a different ICE that comes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And you don't shovel the sidewalk. But do we not have people in the Department of Public Works? Like, for a long time, I think that was their responsibility.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought it was the responsibility.
I mean, do you own the sidewalk? Like, if you have a, you know, you're Curtis, you live in South Boston, you're required to shovel the sidewalk in front of your home. Do you therefore then own it? Can you do whatever you want there?
Like, I don't believe so.
That's a good point. So could I have James create like a lemonade stand
right there? Right. Could you, if you wanted to, you know, box it off, put a, you know, some kind of a fence up there and have a little like a mini pool or something? And just could you?
Definitely
I don't
not.
Think so. I mean, you're responsible for cleaning it and shoveling it, but you don't own it.
You don't own it.
That doesn't seem right to me.
No, that's just the way to tell you don't own parking spots.
Yep.
Greg's got all the jokes about the seal. He's just jealous that it lost more weight than he did during dry January.
I mean, really, dry January was that a miserable failure when it came to weight loss.
Well, because it was really more damp than dry.
It really wasn't. No, well, I actually did really pretty much better than you did.
I wasn't trying.
But
it's really not about what you drink. It's more about what you eat.
I think that's the problem.
That is
it. That is really
the
problem.
You can dry all day long, but if you, you know, throw back those pizza slices.
That's the problem.
That'll get you.
Right.
Pizza Friday.
Love
Might
pizza
have to cancel
Friday.
That way.
Yeah. Love Pizza Friday.
I mean, I haven't had a good bar pizza since, I don't know when, like a year ago.
When the
like,
Trading Post brought some in?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oftentimes, I dream of driving down to the Trading Post on a Saturday. I might do that this Saturday. Ooh.
So, can I tell you something, Greg? Hot take. I feel like a bar pizza, the first bite, is the best first bite of any food. Like, ooh, it just brings you back. It's greasy.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It hits you where you need it.
Where do you have to go? Like, where's the closest
You could go to Bardo's in South Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
Castle Island Brewery. I think it's very good. They're very great people. Listeners of the show love them. It's not quite the same as going to, you know, you name the place.
Linwood's.
The Villa, Linwood, you know, Town Spa. Trading Post. It's not quite the same thing, but they do a good job with it.
I will say
there.
Bardo's and Trading Post, similar pepperoni styles. Like small pepperoni pieces that really curl up on the side, which is delicious.
So you prefer the small pepperoni.
Yes. Doesn't mean anything when it goes to Down Under.
Okay. There's not a place in Quincy.
Pepperonis are more, if you want to really go there, pepperonis are more nipple sizes than they are penis.
I was just clarifying that you prefer a small pepperoni.
On a pizza? I sure do. And you know what? Every nipple is beautiful. So if you've got pepperonis, small, big, I don't care.
I've never heard pepperoni be compared to the nipple.
Really?
No.
Have you been?
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Usually pepperoni is like the sausage.
No.
It's not compared to the nipple.
Shime, back me up here.
No, you're 100% right, Courtney.
Yeah.
When you're asking the guy who spends 23 hours a day playing Pokemon video games to talk nipples with
him. Yeah,
he's seen Pikachu.
He's also into bondage.
More times than he's seen a nipple.
Yeah, true. I mean, when
you go on by
Judge Bev would not allow Shime as a witness.
No. Unless it was to talk Pokemon, I'd be an expert.
Right.
Pepperoni is usually judged on the length of the size of
He has no idea. He doesn't know. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Wiggs, since you thought seals somehow just lived in the water their whole lives and they never came on land, question, how long do you think a blue whale can stay underwater for?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Well, seals are a water mammal, right?
Well, they spend a lot of time up on the rocks.
No,
you ever
I know
see
that.
Them up on the sunning themselves.
Right, but how long can they? My question was, how long can a seal stay above water? Like, so does a seal not need water?
I think they can stay above water probably longer than underwater. Would be my guess.
Probably
because they don't sleep underwater, right?
A week
they can survive. Wigs.
And how long can they stay underwater?
Okay, in water. Let's see this puppy dog. Thank you, Google. Let's play the next one here.
They have to breathe at some point.
Yeah,
30 minutes.
Well,
that's impressive.
That's really nice.
Huh?
Cass is coming out and saying that Dev is the best third baseman in the league. That's like when the media was telling us that Biden was as sharp as he's ever been.
Deep fake.
Hey, Greg, you're always picking on Shime and Courtney for working remotely and their ilk for wanting to work remotely. But then you have Curtis, who's always working remotely in Florida. Why is that? Is he the special pet?
I'm often called a hypocrite over this, and I'm fine with it. I think we make exceptions for exceptional people.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
And so,
Curtis is the Lawrence working. Taylor of the program.
So Curtis is exceptional, and Shime and Courtney,
not so exceptional.
I don't think
I
tweet that out, Curtis.
I don't think they've ever...
Breaking.
Neither one of them has ever really worked remote. Well, you did Florida
and
for
I will
a little
be.
While.
I will be.
Yeah, and you
yeah,
will,
on Monday.
Yeah.
I can't do my job remotely, which is why I have never worked remotely.
Ooh.
Yeah. I just feel like, in general, being able to be collaborative in the same room at the same workplace is better. I'd be on the side of Jamie Dimon when it comes to this, who recently was on a Zoom with all his employees telling them that they had to get back to work and that nothing got done during the period of time when everybody was working remotely. But that's just
How are we looking next week? Speaking of collaborative, how's the what are we doing Tuesday night for dinner? Do we have plans yet?
I was working on trying to lock down Ocean Prime because Courtney wanted to try that.
Yeah.
That is in
Naples.
Naples. Of course, we have the big event at Ore and Iron in Fort Myers on Thursday night with you, the listeners. So Wednesday would be open.
And the hope is I would like to bring Wiggy so he could see the beach bar in Naples at the Ritz.
Okay. All
That'd right. be That's, a daytime yes. thing, right?
Well, no, it would be sunset.
Oh, sunset.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some really good, couple really good Italian places in Naples, too.
Yeah, there's one my parents love that's like in a strip mall, though, so I know Wiggy wouldn't
like that. Wiggy wouldn't like that.
Everything's a strip
no,
mall.
No, not
there.
Everything
Let's be
is
honest.
A strip mall. But
I love the weather, though.
The one they like is.
There's a new one, I think, in Naples called Olive Garden. Have you guys heard?
Wiggy is not. He thinks Florida has too many strip malls.
No, I said this part of Florida. Like, I've never been to Fort Myers, right? So, like, if when I think of Florida, I think no matter where I land, I can be right near a beach.
Yeah, you are.
But
they
not
just
really.
Also have, they have strip malls in the downtown area.
No, Wiggy, you'd love Jupiter.
Okay.
Great place to be.
Does any
right near the beach.
All right.
Anything else, Shine?
One last one for you, if you will.
Okay, please.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening. It's time for They Said It. Take it away, Shimer.
You know that I am a grandmaster wizard for the Northeast when it comes to Pokemon, so I thought I'd start with... Ooh, just got a text. Lauren's wearing a Pikachu outfit with a whip in her teeth. Ooh, gotta go.
What the hell? Sorry, Greg. James just tripped over a giant pile of money. I have to go put a TB12 boo-boo patch on his feet. See ya. What's going on around here?
Yeah, guys, I have a scalp massage appointment in Florida, so Santo pack my bag and I gotta go, bye.
Everybody's jumping ship. Wiggy, what's going on?
Yo, Ken just gave me the rest of Black History Month off. See you later.
What the hell? Bullet, you know how to operate a board? Get over here.
It's too good.
He don't miss.
He's good.
That
he
guy
don't
does
miss.
A great job. He really does.
He don't miss.
Excellent.
I mean, some of it is a little exaggerated, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't actually sound like that.
Well, sounds pretty good to me.
All right. We
it's a great
will,
break.
Great job on Hill Notes this morning, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
And we'll be right back. Well, sadly, we got to work our way out of here. Great show, everybody. Curtis, even working remotely, great show for you this morning. Thank you very much.
I love you, Greg, and I love Courtney, and Courtney is the bomb Thank on you. This show.
Thank you for your service. Jones is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, good, good.
What are we talking about today?
Oh, well, Tristan Cassis, I know, has people all fired up. The Red Sox have people all fired up. So a lot of that. We'll get to this update, too. You see the Bruins just updated on Charlie McAvoy again.
Yes.
So
yes.
We'll spend some time on that. Like, does this make the Bruins sell, I know, is a question that Keefe has. So we'll be sure to get to that as well.
I mean, they should have been sellers. They should have determined they were sellers a month ago. But sometimes people don't listen. It's like when I told you how great Four Nations was going to be. And
I did not. You know what? I've bent the knee on this. I was very wrong about Four Nations.
Okay.
Very, very, very wrong. I mean, you know, players are dropping like flies for a relatively meaningless tournament, but it's been entertaining, and I've been much more into it than I ever would have expected.
Yeah. Speaking of Keefe, can I ask the question of where the ranking system that came out yesterday?
Keefe's Beefs? Yes.
Frisky, what does that mean for me?
Well, it's just a mid-tier. It turned out that you were the only one on there. That was very random.
Yeah.
But yes, it was a mid-tier beef.
Yeah, okay. Beef.
Yeah, mid-level.
It was
beef.
A bigger beef than like Monty Mac in the Twitch chat. Mm. Or I'm trying to remember.
Damn,
where everybody
Monty Mac is on all day, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's on for us too.
Guys, he's an EEI fan
he's
for sure.
A diehard.
But you know, not as high
is
that
as you'd say a fan. Okay.
But not as high as some of the other ones, you know, like the goat beefs of Brad Marchand, et cetera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you're on there. But I believe it's not ongoing beef. Like
no, I thought we squashed.
The Marchand, that's ongoing beef. I feel like.
Oh, I think these are all ongoing.
Yeah.
I think
they are.
That's one sided.
It's
one sided beef.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you were going to make your own list, this would be a one sided
beef. I mean, he wouldn't even be on my beefs.
Oh.
Rich wouldn't even make the list.
The beef has been squashed.
Yeah, I texted Rich on Saturday when I saw Captain America.
Oh, what did you think?
He actually did say that. Yeah. We were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, I gave it a 2 out of 10. I thought it was horrible.
Really?
Wow.
Shine thought it was like okay.
He said he gave it a 6. Right, Shine was on the group message as well.
Oh, you're way down there. All right, I'm going to check it out this week.
It was that bad?
Yeah, I did not like it. I didn't think it was a bridge movie, clearly. Like, they're setting up for a better one. But at least if it's a bridge movie, like, give me some character development. Give me something. Torres was the best part of the entire movie.
Wow.
It just, even the Red Hulk part of it, it did nothing for me.
Well, it's a key part, too.
You and the missus caught up on Paradise?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know what? In fact, I tried to get her to watch some episodes last night, and she wanted to watch the Gabby Petito documentary. Ooh, so okay. we did some of that today. Instead. Yeah.
Hey, Greg, can I end with some great news?
Give me the old headache excuse after. Yeah. What, Curtis?
Can I end with some great news?
Yes.
I just got an official email from our friend Nancy from Great Dog Rescue. Jack Jolly has officially been adopted.
Oh, yay. Oh,
nice work. What an audience.
Good job, Curtis.
Everybody. All right, yeah. So we'll get some Red Sox. Garrett Crochet yesterday, 99 on the radar. I mean, nice. Let's go. When is opening day? Let's get it going here.
That's some heat.
I heard it's March 27th on the road, not in February. I did hear that driving in. Yeah.
All right, Jones and Kiefer are next. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.